این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. Question: what changes do you feel are needed regarding the position of women in Iranian society? How, in your opinion, will an Islamic government change the status of women, for example, as regards employment in the civil service and working in different professions such as medicine and engineering, and in other areas such as divorce, abortion, the right to travel, and compulsory wearing of the chador, the veil, hijab? Imam Khomeini replied, "The Shah's malicious propaganda, along with that of people, bought with his money, has obscured the issue of women's freedom for the people so that they think Islam has come just to make women stay at home. Why should we oppose women's education? Why should we oppose them working? Why shouldn't women be able to work in the civil service? Why should we oppose women being able to travel? Women, like men, are free in all these things."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. We are talking about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the search of Islam. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that we want to make an Islamic and not a Western country. Now, this thing clearly tells us that the Islamic approach is different from the Western approach. And someone might say that, all right, we have many Islamic countries in the East, and why Imam has said the Western only? Because we do not see Islamic rules to be applied in those Eastern countries, which are the Muslim countries. The answer is basically, that's what Imam Khomeini wants to say. He wants to say that, look, even if you look at the Islamic countries, they do have the Western systems in their country. They are following the Western rules. They are following the Western way of running country in their countries. It's not Islamic. Therefore, Imam Khomeini is straightforward saying that we want an Islamic. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. There was a slogan even at the time of revolution. They said, we do not want to be neither the Western nor the Eastern. Rather, we want an Islamic country. So this was a main slogan at the time of revolution, which clearly shows that the East and West are following the same set of, rulership, or they have the same set of rules, which is based on the Western thinking. But Imam has said that we want the Islamic system. Why? Because it is Islam which takes you towards perfection. In the Western way of running country is that you need to benefit from what you have in either way you want, and there is no limitation on your benefits. In the socialism, we can see that they say no one can have any kind of ownership. But Islam has specific rules. It has divided the rules between the individuals and the government. So there is an equal or a just division. Therefore, when we look at the Islamic system, the political system, the economical system, the judicial system, we see a perfect set of rules and a perfect way of running a country.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.